everybody. My name is Malik.
My name's Evelyn.
And this is EAM. Because we talk about topics.
All topics.
Fun ones too. And for this topic, we are going to be talking about desserts. Everyone loves desserts, right? I mean,
I love desserts.
You can never go wrong with a little patch of something that's just really, really good and something that you can munch on. Like, your day could just be going hard and you have a hard time focusing on something. You could just eat some and then go right away.
Like, when I'm having a bad day, all I want, ice cream, you know?
Yes. We all love different kinds of desserts. But for today, we are going to be listing the top 10 most common desserts that people have. Starting us off, none other than cookies.
Now, personally, I like cookies, but I wouldn't say they're my top three.
I wouldn't say that they are my top three either, because of there are more options. Just for me, I just rather prefer something that is just really soft. Like, for example, like cake or something like that, you know?
I like chocolate cake.
But if there's not as much options, I would have cookies.
You know, yesterday, I made these oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, which were, I'm not going to lie, they were pretty banger.
And what type of cookies were they?
I just told you. They were oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, sorry. I was just listening to one of the most iconic flavors of all time, the chocolate chip.
Yes.
Because most of the time, I only think about chocolate chip because I think chocolate chip is one of the best types of cookies.
I mean, it's a classic.
What could possibly go wrong? Exactly. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with this one? And surprisingly, for number 9, I would say this would be a surprise, but I actually find this fair. It's lemon squares. You know, when you just love a flat and tarty treat, it could just be one of the most popular desserts of all time. I mean, it has good sugar, and it's...
Most people don't really like lemons in their desserts, but I'm honestly a fan.
Dessert tastes? Everyone has different desserts tastes, but for lemon squares, it's gotta be for me.
Yeah, I think they're good. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't say they're good just because they're not a big fan of lemon desserts, but I'm a fan.
My dad, when he was turning 42, we all had lemon squares, and he had a lemon square cake for his birthday.
Really?
And as a matter of fact, it was 7 days after my birthday. No, it's before my birthday. Silly me. I'm just really loving lemon squares. It's just making my mind go crazy. Yeah. Because lemon squares...
All the zest is just getting to your...
For me, it's just my personal favorites. Definitely like top 5. Speaking of numbers, technically, then number 8 is basically one of... A classic also.
Obviously.
And it's mostly known for having camps or any type of events with fires. So, for what other place than s'mores?
I love me some good s'mores.
Yes, the classic marshmallow, the classic chocolate.
No, I used to not be a fan of marshmallows when I was younger. So I would low-key just eat it, the graham cracker and the chocolate together. And, you know, also a few years ago, my cousins, they bought us the s'mores maker. So we would just be making s'mores like every night, basically.
Yeah. S'mores are one of a classic, as I said before, because most people enjoy s'mores. When people get into s'mores, they really don't. Like how things are put together, you know, the marshmallows and the chocolate melted together. Just some people don't like that. But when they really first try it together, most people that I've met would have been like, oh, wow, this is amazing. Why haven't I done this before? I'm like, well, today you found the key to enjoying a snack and a dessert. It's basically both. Crackers, marshmallows, chocolate, all together. Yo, boom, s'mores.
I got a serious question, though.
What?
Do you burn your marshmallow?
I roast my marshmallow a little bit. Not to the point where it's crisp like wood.
That used to be me, but now I just let my marshmallow burn. Anyone else do that?
Possibly. Possibly not. It's all about how we like our things. And I'd say, speaking of how we like things, let's talk about one of the most iced treats of all time.
Now,
ice cream.
This, I'm gonna say, for facts, is my favorite dessert. Because, to be honest, things like cookies and cakes, I will get sick of them. I will get a stomach ache if I eat too many. But honestly, ice cream, I cannot get a stomach ache from eating ice cream. I could be eating like two whole pints of like Ben and Jerry's and I will not get a stomach ache.
I would say that ice cream is a good dessert. I mean, they have a bunch of options. They have a whole bunch of categories and similar to different flavors, and they just come up with more and more.
I know. Boy, I was actually gonna get ice cream today.
As a matter of fact, me too.
Oh, damn. I was gonna get Andy's.
I was also going to go to Andy's.
Yo, imagine if we saw each other there.
That would be insane.
Wait, what time were you going to go?
I was going to be going at 3:30 because I had just got close to home after I going to church.
That's around the time I was going to go.
Oh, wow.
But then my mom bought us donuts, so I decided not to go.
Interesting. Now, ice cream, I must say, there was one time that I was chilling on a nice summer day, and there's nothing more than a cold treat. I went to get ice cream, and I was 7 at the time. I ate it too fast, and it kind of looked like I suffered from a brain freeze for about 5 minutes.
Oh, damn.
I felt like it was traumatizing. But one thing that's not traumatizing and soft is brownies, which is number 6.
I'd say they might be my second or third favorite.
I enjoyed brownies. I used to cook them and bake them. What I mean by cook them was put them on a pan, have it melted, and put it with some melted Oreos and stir it up together. And then put it inside of a little cup and then freeze it.
Wow. Now that is a new way. But, you know, similar to brownies, I also love our brookies, which I have made quite a few times.
There's many types of brownies. Brookies, cosmic brownies. Cosmic brownies have been a classic to me.
It's kind of sad. My mom has never bought them before, so I've only had them at lunch because they sell them at our lunch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lunches, if I had to go with something, if I was 7 and I wanted to kind of break the rules of trying to stay not junky, I would definitely go with brownies. They're like top 3, in my opinion, most best desserts. But some people really enjoy brownies how they are, and it's neither someone bakes them or someone buys them from a company.
I love the brownies that Blackberry Market sells. Those are pretty banger.
Yeah, I would.
And then also Panera, obviously.
I would say that when it's like caramel or has like different frostings on it, it could be very good.
What about ice cream? You put ice cream on your brownies?
Not as much, but I used to do like a little swirl in here and there. But everyone, I would say, is just really good with brownies. Now, I'd say the next thing for people that are a fan of soft stuff, well, That brings us to number five of one of the most common desserts, cakes and cupcakes.
This is kind of weird, but I like vanilla cupcakes and vanilla frosting, but when it comes to cakes, I only like it if it's chocolate and chocolate frosting.
I would say. But
you think that's weird?
I wouldn't say it's weird because everyone has a different opinion. And like I said, with ice cream, there's a whole bunch of flavors. And it could also be used as special occasions.
Oh.
Like very good special occasions. Birthdays, weddings, any type of special event that someone has.
I also what I love? Red velvet.
Red velvet, I must say, is pretty good. But strawberry is one of my most favorite flavors of all time.
Strawberry, really? Do you have, like, sliced strawberries in, like, the frosting?
Not as much as I used to back then. I always wanted to be careful now of how I'm taking on sugar.
That's right. We gotta,
stay healthy.
I know, we talking about desserts, but we're still gonna tell you guys to stay healthy.
And trust me, when I say this, having your teeth rot with a bunch of desserts in your mouth is painful when you end up to the dentist.
Are you speaking from experience, perhaps?
Indeed, I have. I am, and I have gone to the dentist. It was very painful for me.
For birthdays, I kind of stopped having cake because I used to not like it at all. I mean, I do love making cakes and, just watching other people eat them. But I started to have, my mom would put a bunch of cookie dough on a sheet pan and then bake it, and then I would have ice cream with it. And that's what I've been doing for the past, 3 years.
I would say that is a good way to have those type of treats. Just add a little something, and this is all my opinion, but just adding a little something, it just goes together pretty well if you know what you're adding on. And adding on, basically, I would say that there's many types of pudding, and one of the most common foods, surprisingly, is banana pudding.
I've never had banana pudding because, personally, I'm not a big fan of fruits in desserts.
Yes, most times is that when I have pudding, I usually used to have caramel on the side, and I would just have whatever pudding, and I think caramel went pretty good with any other pudding. In fact, I had banana pudding. It was October last year. I was on vacation, and I went to go see my grandparents that live in Puerto Rico, and they had nice banana pudding as we all took a flight to Miami, Florida, after going to Puerto Rico and then visiting my other family members that are in Florida. And when I tell you, when I put the caramel on my banana pudding, it was delicious.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't really say that it is top three for me.
I'm honestly surprised. Banana pudding at number four, that's surprising. Because it's a classic, but I feel like it's not a classic for kids, per se. Cookies and cakes, they're classic for kids. But this, you only really experience it, I feel like, when you're a bit older.
I would say that most times that things can change up in 1 year.
And, in New York, my cousins and aunt and uncle, they live in Manhattan, and near their apartment is this bakery, and they have this banana pudding that my mom and basically my family says is the most amazing thing, but I've never been willing to try it because I don't care to try bananas in desserts because I'm not a fan.
Well, most times trying new things can really make an impact on your life. And trying stuff is a whole part of our life. It will always be a part of our life. Because eventually someone's going to have to try something new.
I'm up to trying things new, but banana pudding, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time, because that's the only, and that was like last year, and I hadn't had banana pudding since. But for me, the one last year was pretty good.
Oh.
And going back to cake, there's one specific cake that I would like to talk about, and that number three, with top three now, is cheesecake.
You know, my mom and my sister hate cheesecake. And I've probably had it twice because, well, I've never been to the Cheesecake Factory. I want to go, but...
That is the king of cheesecake, Cheesecake Factory.
Maybe for my birthday I'll ask.
It's one of the great, one of the most popular dishes in America, of course.
Surprisingly, not too long ago, my mom actually bought frozen cheesecakes to try, which I think they were Oreo and chocolate, and they were decent, but I mean, I've only had cheesecake twice in my life. I'll tell you that. It's kind of sad, but you know, when I go on TikTok, when I search up dessert mukbangs, I'm always looking for that Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. Because boy, does that look amazing. And people be saying it's amazing.
Cheesecake Factory does have a lot of options as well. Especially for types of cheesecakes. You know, cheesecakes were like around since BC. It's been created on the Greek island of Samos, where desserts were created from cheese, honeys, and nuts. Isn't that crazy? Yes, it's very interesting. Now, I would say that cheesecake for me is definitely top 10, but I would place it at 7th. Normally, because I would prefer options like cookies, I normally like things like soft. But me as too. Much as I would love it, although it is soft as well, but it's kind of like the flavors that they put. But if it was like strawberry cheesecake, I mean, we can't go wrong with that. It's just way more better options, for my opinion.
I'd say so.
Because cheesecake has many things that you could put on.
Moving on to number two.
We have cobbers and crumbles. Yes, cobbers and crumbles are one of the most popular, which is number two, which like includes a popularity of fruits like strawberries, blueberries, pears, and other types of fruit that people like.
All right, this just got real interesting.
Because most times when cobblers and crumbles have much sugar and they have like variety of like more cake-like crunchy stuff.
Have you ever had cobblers and crumbles?
Yes, I had had cobblers and crumbles.
You have?
When I was actually this year. It was 2 weeks ago. Oh, and my cousins wanted to show me a new snack. Like, hey, you want some cobblers and crumbles, Malik? I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I have never had these things before. So I'm like, okay, I was confused. And they were like cherry cobblers and crumbles. So I went and gave it a try. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is good. But just from my experience, I wouldn't say that this is top 10. I feel like before, like I said, with like cheesecake, there's way more better options.
I can tell you, I have never had cobblers and crumbles. I mean, I am low-key just kind of finding out about this right now.
You should really try cobblers and crumbles. Although, my cousins did not tell me where they are from, but I bet you when you find them, you'll know exactly what they will look like.
All right, this is number one, people.
And it's one of top one most common desserts, which is pie. And I can't blame you. Everybody likes pie.
I like some types of pies, not all of them. I'm a big fan of pumpkin pie because To be honest, I just like anything that's pumpkin flavored.
Honestly, when it comes to me, I am a big fan of pumpkin and apple pie. Not only have I grown up with it, but it is just so flavorful. And although it does have a lot of sugar, it's just really good to have.
You're gonna call me crazy, but I'm also a fan of key lime pie.
Everyone has different opinions, so...
You're lying.
I'm not lying, because everyone has different opinions, and we have to respect other people's opinions. After all, this is what we say that is the best dessert. So, and pie is our answer, and there's many options to pie, like ice cream or cake.
Not gonna lie, usually at Thanksgiving, I just ask for the ice cream.
Honestly, I would prefer pie over ice cream. It's like top two.
Oh, really?
Really? Pie. Pie is...
You agree well with this list.
Yes, because pie is such a good thing to have when you have a special occasion like New Year's or something like that. Or possibly the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. I love that.
Yes, it was incredible, and everyone was scoring touchdowns. It was amazing.
Especially this year's. Oh, that was a good one.
This year's was incredible, I must say. And I would say that...
For all them Eagle fans, obviously. I can't speak for the Chiefs fans.
Well, I would say that I am a little bit of both, because the Eagles and Chiefs have good plays. But the thing is that Chiefs had a winning streak on winning the Super Bowl, but this year they ended it.
I know. They could have been first to win three Super Bowls in a row, but I mean, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, in general, those are desserts that most people love in America or the world.
And just so you know, this article is brought to you from Cozy Meals.
Yes, we like to thank Cozy Meals for letting us read off their page as to one of the most common desserts.
Alright, so that will be our podcast episode today. Hope you enjoyed.
And yes, once again, I'm Malik.
And I'm Evelyn.
And this is EAM. We'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.